Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar,
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call, 646-915-8421. Email thctucson at gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, or tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors for Weedsday Wednesday are Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, EZMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine.
We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week, along with the lowest price certifications in town. You'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things educational related to medical cannabis.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com.
And remember,
be smart, be safe, and educate.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody.
Good morning, Bellstar.
Good morning, Cannabis Kid. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I always forget that intro takes a little longer than we usually sort of rattle off. But we're going to change it, too. We're going to change that.
We're going to get crazy.
Yeah, we're going to go into
crazy
a real
fancy
studio. Yeah.
Sure.
We're going back to the studio.
I like the studio way better.
I know. It was
really
way better.
Kept in the...
Yeah, and it had privacy windows. Yeah. Wednesday, May 21st already. We're in the summer, right?
Yeah.
There's a solstice coming in next month, 1 month away. And are we going to have a canna solstice or something? We should have
know.
A canna solstice party. I like it.
Is that when's that?
June 21st.
June
summer
21st.
Solstice, but May 21st, almost halfway through the year already.
What's happening with everyone's cannabis around June?
Oh, it's blooming. It's getting ripe. And in fact, there was actually an article in Culture Magazine just about that very thing. I was reading that this morning. Let's see here. Yeah, they have every month they have a little, well, this is closet cultivating. So maybe in June outdoors it might be a little different, but indoors. We can tell you what's going on in June since you want to just, should we do it? Today it's just the Canna, not just the Canna News Hour, but...
It's Canna Whatever Hour.
It's the Canna Whatever Happens Hour. We're going to be here and we're going to be talking about news information, strain reviews. We could do some of our very own personal strain reviews,
mm-hmm.
as well as read what we have in Culture Magazine because they've got some pretty good looking stuff in there. But they've got, this is pretty cool, Closet Cultivating Part 6. Now, I got to the end of this article, and I was really surprised by what Ed Rosenthal, growing expert extraordinaire, had to say. But we'll just read it. It's a tiny little article. We'll read it. It says, it is now 6 weeks since the lights were turned back 12 hours daily to force the plants to flower. The plants responded visibly within 5 days, indicating... the sex, male or female. Males were immediately removed from the garden. We got to get them out. They're pretty.
I know.
But they're going to make the girls not happy and turn them into boys and all sorts of weird things. So, okay, at the same time, the plants went on a growth spurt, gaining a foot in height in about a week. That's a lot of growth. As that ended, there was a burst of flower building. Now the colas, the branches holding the are covered with the stigmas, and more are developing all the time.
When the light regime was changed to 12
hours of light on,
12 hours
of
light
dark. Yeah, you want dark stuff.
So totally dark.
Yeah,
because
totally
I'm learning this. The reservoir was drained and filled with nutrient water using different formulas. Nitrogen was eliminated during this part of the cycle, so the reservoir was filled with water containing phosphorus and potassium. This promotes flowering and minimizing vegetative growth. Since the water change, no nutrients have been added to the garden. Only pure rainwater has been used to refill the reservoir. Today, the reservoir will be drained, removing all nutrients, and will be refilled with the rainwater. So the plant will receive more than 10 days of flushing. That is that growing with only a small amount of nutrients to prevent them from having a chemical taste.
Yeah, that's, you don't want that taste.
Huh.
To support the buds and keep them within their section of the canopy, two nylon nets with 6-inch holes were installed. But most of the plants are using only the bottom net. That's to support the buds. The buds are ripening nicely and getting firmer. Within a couple weeks, when they are harvested, they will be very dense and tight. They have a nice sweet odor, but it isn't very intense. I suspect that in the 2 weeks they have until ripening, they will become extremely fragrant. And this is the part that was interesting to me, the very end here. There's not much to do in the garden. The plants are fed automatically as required using the WIP system. The light regimen, CO2, and temperatures are all on automatic. The plants vary in ripeness. Some are about 5 days away from ripe, while others are have about 15 days to go. I plan to pick each bud as it ripens. So he's picking it off like fruit. Not only do I get each one at its peak, but as I pick, more space opens up, so buds that were in partial shadow will get full light to aid in ripening. Isn't that interesting?
It is really interesting. You know, I heard someone talk about this the other day, and maybe you can tell me if it was true or not. Now, some growers, they ripen for a really long time.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes like weeks or months.
Weeks or months past what they're,
well,
they're,
yeah,
that they should. Well,
mm-hmm.
You
what
can.
What does that do to the plant?
Well, it will actually make a more sedating plant. So They, in looking at your trichomes, you know, get a little magnifying glass. You can check. You can come down to Tumbleweed Health Center and get one of those. 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103 in the back. They're really cool. They magnify it like 100 times. It's awesome. Your little trichomes look like giant basketballs. So.
Huh.
They go from clear to cloudy to amber. And so most people like to harvest the plant when it's clear to cloudy. It's ripening, just like the fruit. And then when it gets to amber, I've heard that it's more sedating.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a heavier effect. And some people like that. So they'll let their fruit ripen a little longer, if you will.
Now, when it ripens, is that where it brings in the color?
The hairs will probably turn more red, or more of them will be red. Because sometimes you can harvest and not every hair is red on there. The hairs are not the indication you really should
it's just
look
pretty
up close. Yeah.
So, I mean, because that's considered terpenoid. It's color.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because various strains have various colors. Look at
like
the
smell and taste.
Yeah, there's some purple.
It's what draws you in. And humans or insects are around plants or botanicals. It's what draws you in.
Yep. That's true. And that was the bell of all. All right. Let's see here. Where is it? Oh, yeah. So there are some strain reviews in this wonderful little magazine here. We happen to be reviewing Bubblegum this morning. Hybrid. Grown indoors. Very nice. Very nice. There's some... Like, Bubblegum's a nice thing. Very
mm-hmm.
sweet. Very sweet tasting.
Mm-hmm.
Uplifting, yet relaxing. Some of these names are... these aren't so bad. Lucid
no,
Dream?
Lucid
I don't know.
Dream.
I do enough dreaming. Go ahead. Read
well,
about Lucid
Dream. Sounds... So our immediate impression of this strain...
And look at that. You could get it at True Med Dispensary in Phoenix.
Oh, very cool. So Lucid Dream. Our immediate impression of the strain was that we had walked into a lush forest, bedazzled in shades of purple and deep hues of green. This exceptional sample of local-grown Lucid Dream left us dazed and amazed. Blanketed with a star-studded light coat of purple trichomes and a fiery orange hairs. This sativa dominant strain is exclusively grown by the True Med Dispensary just east of the 51 freeway. This strain is excellent for patients who experience anxiety, migraines, and nausea with a daydreaming-inducing THC content tipping the 20% range. The majestic cross of Blue Dream and Amnesia Haze is a go-to choice for patients who suffer from cancer and chronic pain. They grow this strain with pride, and it shows with its cookie-like taste, high medicinal value, and head-clearing effects that no energy drink can top. A true sativa, Lucid Dream is an ideal choice for any sativa fan. Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
I really want that.
We got
that
a lot of wows.
Delicious.
I think we're all going to Phoenix today.
Wow. Wow. You did a really good job on that.
Yeah. Nice picture, too.
She's doing me. I'd like to meet that person.
Yeah. Look at it. It's purple. Talk about color.
That's where I was asking about the color.
There's a little purple on there. All right. Wow, there's a pharmacy called the Swell Pharmacy in Youngtown, and they have something called Corrupt OG.
Youngtown,
Arizona.
Oh.
Yeah. There's nothing corrupt about this 100% Indica OG strain, an OG strain waving its heritage high through its fresh pine scent that hints at a squeeze of lemon. A spark of the freshly ground, earthy tone bud brought a sensational rush of warmth to our foreheads. No more than 10 minutes passed, and the warmth had crept through the rest of our body and also provided us with a bit of the giggles. And I always say we're all a little bit of happy.
Mm-hmm.
We love giggles.
We say it all the time.
With its incredible potency, this strain left us with a body, relaxing sedation, and hunger-inducing appetite. The sample provided to us had a dense body, tight trim, and an exceptional color of amber hair.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. The West Coast rapper would be proud if given the opportunity to try the strains dubbed after him. Swell Pharmacy and their Corrupt OG have been one of Phoenix Metro's best-kept secrets, but it's no secret why this fine selection has the ability to help with nausea, insomnia, glaucoma, and even the most of chronic pain.
I'm loving this.
Wow, that's
more
nice.
More and more strains are being able to, you know, they can say this, and this.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe not. Super critical.
Oh.
24.5% THC.
Wow.
Oh, that might just
pain
be
relief.
Too much.
That's serious pain relief, though.
Whew. Things have just gone critical. Super critical. Southern Arizona Integrated Therapies has truly outdone itself with this body-melting indica-dominant hybrid, spliced with two legends, Big Bud and White Widow.
Ooh.
This strain is a heavy hitter that has been known to help and even the worst cases of insomnia and anxiety. We were excited as we lit our golden, sweet-smelling sample with hemp wick. Oh, so good.
Very nice.
Upon the XL, we revealed in the mouth-watering papaya taste that danced on our palate. We were looking forward to round two. However, our eyes became heavy and bodies became relaxed of all pain before we had a chance. Despite the high THC content, the indica dominant strain still allowed us to function when and however needed. It was when we sat down or triggered to get up that we noticed a matrix-like euphoria, also known as Saint Strain.
Saint Strain.
Wow. This old-school powerhouse indica is growing in the amazing cultivation facility based out of Tucson and cared for by the Tucson team.
Yay, Tucson! Wow. That's awesome. I was wondering if we were going to get to that.
Wow. This right here.
That sounds amazing.
Matrix-like euphoria.
Yeah, you're going, aren't you? Putting the dark shades on. I can see it now. Wow, that's really awesome.
We'll be in this afternoon.
Oh, my gosh. And how about for a little chocolate fondue?
Mm-hmm.
This is a nice one. Get ready.
Dessert.
Oh, let's have it now. Get ready for a Midsummer Night's Dream with this natural beauty, a delightful hybrid and a cross between UK cheese and chocolate. This 60-40 sativa dominant strain has an enjoyable, calming, yet uplifting essence. Our sample buds were delicately covered in hairs that resembled finely roasted coconut with a sugar-like frost. The initial effect had an instant warm tingling feeling in the head and upper body that provided a tranquil effect with a smooth smoke. This delectable strain is the perfect blend to help ease tension in the upper body and put you in a good mood. Great for anxiety, depression, and nausea, this mild sativa provides an instant effect of relaxation, that which is reminiscent of the perfect summer night with a cool breeze.
Mm.
Ooh, I think we're going up to Phoenix. I like it. Mm. Well, that's nice. I like it. You know what else we have? I actually got a juicing recipe, cannabis smoothie recipe online. What do you
I'll
want?
Be the judge of that.
All right. I know you will. And so will I, because I've been juicing my cannabis in the mornings now, making smoothies. So
that's delicious.
Yeah, it is. Listen to what this Dr. David Allen has to say. And this is another host of a, I'm not sure what they were doing. We'll see.
We're going to take a bunch from different bags. So we have a multi-cannabinoid smoothie. So we're going to weigh it out just so we kind of have an idea of how much we're dealing with. So that one's from the OG. This is about a gram there. I just kind of grabbed that bud, and it just magically was a gram. This one over here is the blueberry kush, 1.8.
Oh.
You can get right in on that bud as I put it in there. So it says 2.5 there. It's got a little extra blueberry.
Now they're using whole buds.
MK Ultra.
Whole buds.
It's my favorite. I'd rather smoke it than eat it, doctor. Is this really going to be good for me?
Well, it won't get you
Everyone's
high.
I'm so
you
worried about that.
And what we're going to do is we're going to show you how to use cannabis.
But that's okay.
And use the THCA, the acid varieties of all the cannabinoids. And if you use the acid varieties, they don't get you high, and they benefit you medicinally. They stop diabetes, and they help prevent strokes and heart attacks. And there's U.S. patents that prove all of this. And so what we're going to do is we're going to make fruit smoothies.
Is 5 grams going to be enough?
5 grams is more than enough.
That last one was the blackberry kush, just so
we're going to take the cannabis, and we're going to put it through a screen.
Kush.ca grinder.
All right.
The rescue.
I'm not
going
to. Yeah.
Not
I don't
really
agree with this whole screen method here. And, they're kind of grounding
that's
it.
Why
I think
it's
they're
safe
to get
around
rid of
children because children will not. They put this in their mouth, they will immediately spit it out because it has a bad taste.
Put it in a coffee grinder.
So what you have to do to make it palatable, you have to kind of hide the flavor of it and kind of fix the texture of it. And so we're going to take out all the stems. And if there was any seeds in here, we could take the seeds out too.
No, I medicate
seeds.
Sorry, doctor, yeah.
This is a sense of meat here.
But maybe people in their country where they get cannabis. So I'm not going to get high off this, it's just going to be good for me?
This will make you feel really well, feelings of well-being. It protects your beta cells of your pancreas, and those are the cells that produce insulin, and if you protect them from oxidation with cannabis, you prevent yourself from getting diabetes. So we got some cannabis there, and that's quite a bit right there. Look at
what about cancer preventative or treatment? You think this would help with that at all?
I think so. I think we're ready to make the smoothies now.
All right, let's bring this over there.
All right, so we got we'll take our cannabis and put it in
just under 5 grams. We did mill and take out stems. So we obviously lost
some ice in there. We're just going to add some fruit to it. Pineapple juice.
Yeah.
For diabetics, obviously you use the unsweetened. And let's try that. And do we have any yogurt?
Yeah, it's right there, opened, ready for spoon in it.
Okay. I'm going to add a little yogurt, and this will help dissolve. It has a little fat in it, and help dissolve the cannabinoids. I think we're ready to do this.
All right, we're going to mute this for a second. He said you add yogurt, it helps dissolve the cannabinoids. They're actually going to blend it, and they're adding a little yummy vanilla soy milk just for fun and for taste. So they're going to blend this all up. You can use whatever berries, fruits you want. Throw in some vegetables if
coconut
you want.
Coconut water is really good. Coconut milk.
Very
almond
good.
Milk,
almond
soy
milk.
Almond
milk. Rice milk. Soy milk. Regular milk. Whole milk.
Use,
goat milk.
If
whatever.
If it's not sweet enough for you,
mm-hmm.
Put in a tablespoon of either stevia or agave nectar or honey. Really try to keep it as organic as possible.
Maple
sugar.
No, none of
don't
that.
You really don't want to put that
none
in.
None of that granular.
Kind of really defeats the whole purpose.
Yeah. And this guy is called the weed guy. And he's talking with Dr. David Allen about the benefits of smoothies, and they use 5 grams. So they're done now. Hold on. Well, they're just showing you the smoothie now. 5 grams of dry buds.
Right.
And you can use indicas, sativas.
Here's to health.
Gosh. Here's to health. Yeah.
So they're getting pure THCV.
A.
THCA.
Right. It's non-psychoactive.
Yeah.
Yep.
And this is before it gets, if it's heated up, and that's when it turns into THC.
Correct. And that's when it becomes, you get your report, your map, or your, what was your matrix-like euphoria come from heating it. So, very good juicing recipe. They use 5 grams of whole bud, whatever, you know, that's a lot. But it looks like it made a lot of smoothies, too. So, you're going to get, you know, probably 2 to 4 good-sized smoothies out of that mix. They
probably 6 ounces.
So 5 grams dry bud. Some they use fresh fruit, and they put ice in. Mm-hmm. I use frozen fruit.
Then you have to put the ice in.
Yeah. They use some soy vanilla milk for fun. They use some unsweetened pineapple juice for diabetics, which is great. So still going to be sweet with everything else in it.
Yeah, staying away from the sugar as much as possible.
Yep. Do some stevia.
If you're using sweet fruit, sweet ripe fruit, you shouldn't have to add any of the seedlings.
This is true. What you got over there?
So I've got marijuana breathalyzer.
You've got marijuana?
Marijuana breathalyzer close to reality.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
This came from High Times.
Okay.
I like to read their articles, but I thought this one is kind of interesting. So if you're going to get high, you better not drive. Or some other public service slogan will certainly be plastered on billboards across all America as soon as scientists figure out a way to stick to the average citizen with a marijuana breathalyzer.
No kidding, because it is the average citizen now that uses cannabis. Half of Americans do. Over half of Americans do. Anybody talking? Sorry, not a big deal.
Ever since legalized recreational marijuana was made a reality last year by voters in Colorado and Washington, the powers that be have been brainstorming new ways in which to prosecute the legal marijuana user. Obviously, driving stoned is high on the list of no-nos. In fact, a team of researchers recently published a document in the Medical Journal of Clinical Chemistry that suggests a breath test, similar to testing the procedures of an alcohol intoxication, may be the best way for law enforcement to analyze a motorist's THC level. Researchers believe that breath methods of testing could eventually phase out the controversial THC blood test currently being used to prosecute people in courtrooms all over the country. Researchers say that the study group consists of everyday stoners and weekend warrior-style occasional smokers. They were able to detect levels of THC, the principal psychoactive cannabinoid, in marijuana. That would be the most likely to affect the way a person drives by collecting breath samples. What they found was while every breath sample collected tested positive for THC almost immediately following the participant getting high, the only group to maintain a positive test after 4 hours were the everyday stoners. Interestingly, while 90% of the part-time smokers tested positive for the THC within an hour of smoking, none of them tested positive after about 90 minutes. This means that marijuana breathalyzer manufactured under these principles would be only be effective for somewhere between 30 minutes to 2 hours immediately following a person's participation in an old-fashioned choke ritual. So far, the outcome of the study holds good news for occasional smokers, but how would a law enforcement device that measures THC affect that diehard smoker cheating it on the regular? It's a current form of the advent of the marijuana breathalyzer that could prove an extreme bad or regular cannabis connoisseur because of those people having the potent test for positive THC. After a week of abstinence, sometimes longer depending on the body fat of the individual. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it does depend on the body fat of the individual. It can stay in your system for a year, depending.
So just a new thing. Well, what about the people that are eating edibles? I mean, this really doesn't have any effect on us.
That's true. Tinctures, what about
And what about now? Vaporizing, yeah.
All that
and taking
stuff.
It in.
All the different ways. I don't know. They're going to find some way to do it, but they'll probably just still stick to the, I smell weed, and mm-hmm. we're going to take you out of the car. Guess what? It's time.
In Colorado, they actually
have that.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a huntin', looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Walk into my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cotton mouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peep game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Awesome. We were just talking about smoke clouds and hotboxing and different things happening in the world after we discussed our breathalyzers. We had a comment from one of our patients here about breathalyzers in Colorado. They have them?
Apparently, yeah. I had a buddy tell me about them. I'm not sure about how accurate they are or anything, but I'm sure just some mouthwash would do the trick. But it is in your lungs, so you got to think about that too.
Yeah.
But,
and they do make you breathe pretty deeper just by hearing.
Yeah, just by hearing? You've never actually experienced a breathalyzer?
You know, I did say that it was the one time.
Yeah, you're mumbling, Kansas kid. If you go to Tumbleweed Tail Center, Com. You can go to their news section. I know, I can't help myself. And there's every week there's posted a couple new news articles. So talking about Colorado, they're in the news a lot because they're having fun over there with legalized cannabis. Food truck serves marijuana edibles in Colorado. Oh, I love it. Oh, can you imagine what's going to be in the tacos? Okay, food trucks have been gaining popularity in cities across the country for a few years now, but only one food truck is offering marijuana-infused edibles. Magical Butter unveiled the country's first food truck with marijuana edibles at the 2014 Cannabis Cup in Denver. The Seattle-based company is already selling a machine of the same name that extracts substances from herbs for use in food. Peanut butter and jelly, grilled cheese, and pulled pork sandwiches, along with tomato soup, are a few items on the menu. Each dish contains oil, butter, or cheese infused with THC, the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana. The food truck gives a good platform to educate people about how to eat with cannabis, finding out what works, what might not work, said Garen Angel, CEO of Magical Butter. It's a non-threatening way for people to discover if it helps them at all. Marijuana food trucks are currently only legal to operate in Colorado and Washington, where marijuana is legal for adult recreational use.
I think me and Amnesia are going to go in business. So.
Yeah, I can. I saw light bulbs like crashing all
over
the
room. We're like Magic Butter.
Wow, we already make Magic Butter. We just need a truck.
Butter.
Wait, we got a truck. Wow, okay. We got some cooks and a truck and some butter. All right. So what you got?
I got FBI realizes they must hire stoners to fight a greater evil.
All right. Woo. Yeah, the FBI. Go for it.
They're getting top rolling stuff.
On Monday, the U.S. Justice Department took a firm stand on fighting cybercrime by charging five Chinese officials with hacking. It's the first of its kind action, yet it seems that actual cyber criminals are not the thorn in the side of the FBI's these days. It's hiring policy. The Wall Street Journal reports the FBI director, James B. Comey, said that Monday that if the FBI hopes to continue to keep peace with cyber criminals, the organization may have to loosen their tolerance policy for hiring those who like to smoke cannabis. That's because, as you know, if you're met a computer programmer, they're the best of them are giant potheads.
Yes,
otherwise, every cyber crime control room would look like this, and it shows a picture of someone just throwing their monitor on the screen and flipping out. I've had to hire a great workforce to complete those with cyber criminals and those kinds of kids who want to smoke weed on the way to the interview. Mr. Comey commented he had admitted the agency was grappling with how to charge its hiring policy with regards to marijuana, which currently puts the kibosh on anyone who has smoked herb the previous 3 years. Man. As this began to realize they needed stoners within the FBI and pointless laws against marijuana in general, many things will start to change. In the meantime, Comey is encouraging, go ahead and apply despite your marijuana use. Your country needs you.
That's right, darn it.
Well, you know, as all this is coming out, is that people are just keeping up with that stigma. Even if they knew that that person was a good worker and a hard worker their whole life, sometimes putting that cannabis in the mix of things immediately puts people into an automatic stigma about that person.
It sure does.
And the laziness thing needs to stop. You know that they don't do anything, that they're not hard workers. They really are. There's
Amen.
A lot.
Donors are smart.
We're half of America right now, people.
And they got it wrong. They're not like dope heads.
No, donors it's weekend
dope,
warriors.
Man.
It's people that wake up and use
it's
it for their
thing.
Pain. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
They've all
we're the ones that aren't
our founding forefathers and our last forefathers. Well, they're not forefathers, it's their last fathers.
You know, a lot of those pharmaceutical
my dad
keep people down.
Care. That's right.
You know? This medicine is not one of those.
That's right. This is a medicine. And you know what Dr. Grinspoon said? I really like what he said. it's a medicine, it's recreational, and it's an enhancement. You know, his best friend was Carl Sagan, who was very enhanced, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But he said it was an enhancement. I love that. So it gives way for people who want to use it for the psychoactivity, you know, because it can create altered states of consciousness if it's that intense. What do we got there? All right, more FBI. So here's some more letters. The NFL are likely to change the drug policy regarding marijuana use. And we posted this. We found all this at azmarijuana.com. And we posted this on our site. They've got a slew of information. But check this out. Due to a large amount of concern from both players and coaches alike in regards to the overly harsh punishments in the NFL for marijuana use, the league has decided to look at changing its drug policy.
Mm.
Yes, discussions on the severity of the NFL's drug policy have been going on since 2011 and include talk of beginning to test for human growth hormones, as well as increasing the threshold for marijuana testing, resulting in less intense punishment for positive results. The NFL's Player Association has also mentioned that the league will be looking into the medicinal benefits of marijuana as a result of all the recent medical marijuana legalization efforts throughout the country. Cleveland Browns star receiver Josh Gordon is the most recent player to test positive for marijuana and is currently facing a one-year suspension as a result.
Ooh.
That's bad. That's really lame. You can't suspend somebody for using a plant.
Maybe.
They got to change their rules, and hopefully they'll do it soon, and he won't be suspended. Well, speaking of suspension and suspension,
I thought this was a good one. I don't know.
Do it.
It's pot and aphrodisiac.
Yes.
Dr. Grinsland's answers.
Okay.
So if everyone remembers, we had him on
about 6 weeks ago.
Really interesting. We let him talk the whole time, which is really easy for Bell. For Bell and I.
Yeah, it's a good one.
So
we back though. We weren't done.
No, it was perfect. We could have gone a little longer.
Like 4 more hours.
Yeah.
Guys, yeah, you guys talking about hemp too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go for it.
All right.
All right.
This interview was originally published in the December 2001 issue of High Times. Dr. Lester Grinspoon, a psychiatrist, is a retired professor at the Harvard Medical School. I'm going to make this a little bit bigger.
Approaching 40?
Yeah. Sorry.
Back up.
He's a retired professor at the Harvard Medical School and a well-published author in the field of drugs and drug policy.
Okay.
He has authored more than 140 articles in the scientific journals and 12 books, including Marijuana Reconsidered and Marijuana, the Forbidden Medicine. According to Dr. Grinspoon, whether marijuana is an aphrodisiac depends on your definition. Do you believe pot has an aphrodisiac? When I wrote Marijuana Reconsidered back in 1967, I was very interested in all questions regarding marijuana. There isn't a lot of literature on the subject. There still isn't, but researchers seem to indicate that marijuana was not an aphrodisiac, which is what I found for most part. Although there was some ambiguity, I concluded that it generally enhances sexual experiences for many people. There's no doubt that when people are high, they are more sensitive to their sexual feelings and urges. In the sense that it may be an aphrodisiac, but it's not an aphrodisiac in the sense that it would lead to an erection or an other manifested of arousal. One of these reasons as I was interested in marijuana is because what Harry Anslinger said back in the 30s, if you smoke marijuana, you're going to commit rape. Of course, that's just an utter nonsense. But the question remains that there was something to do that. It behaved as a sexual stimulant, and it would cause people to do things that might not otherwise do, like force sex on someone. My conclusion was not that. So I think what they're getting at is the aphrodisiac, a lot of it comes with the terpenoids that are in it, because depending on how flavoring there is, some terpenoids are an aphrodisiac.
Are we burning our terpenoids completely when we just smoke a bong or smoke a joint?
When you're vaporizing it, you're really getting the best part of it. Like if you're using an herbal vaporizer, because you're kind of getting those outer trichomes, just that, and none of the plant matter. Now, if you're using concentrates and things like that, a lot of the terpenoids have been taken out, or there's very few in there, and they're very low. So adding terpenoids back in is a really important part to getting your full medicinal value from your cannabis if you're using concentrates. So it depends. If you're using the vaporizer or the herbal,
I thought we were talking about aphrodisiac.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to me, if it's a really strong indica and you are sound asleep, you're not going to have sex.
Right. But if it's a really strong sativa, maybe.
And I agree, Dr. Green, it is an enhancement.
Mm-hmm. It's an enhancement.
Whatever
you're feeling.
Right.
Yeah, whatever you're feeling.
You also got to think of mind over matter, too. Current situation is just how it works, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm in the moment, then
right.
You don't really think about what kind of weather is going to be, you know.
And lastly, for the large majority, pain is a womp, 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 womp.
Right.
So if you relieve the pain, you've now enabled yourself for pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Womp, opened it up for something else. Very true. Well, and they said it. The inhibitions that he was talking about earlier, and I don't think it's as much as that as it would be for alcohol.
True.
You know what I mean? I think you have more of a mind over matter on that issue with cannabis.
I think you're more in control of what you want and don't want.
Exactly. So that was going back to the...
But I think Dr. Grinstein was also saying it can be an enhancement in the way of, you know, mental psychoactivity,
creativity,
euphoria, that kind of stuff. So, because there are plants, mushrooms, and poppies, and different things you can use in nature that will enhance your mental state of being.
Take your elemental and opium.
Yep. Yep. So, there you have it. It's used for a lot of different things, you know, over the last 10,000 years. It's been used for many, many things.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're still learning.
Still learning. Scientists say marijuana prevents Alzheimer's and other illnesses. So back up for 1 second. We've got a blogger here who's giving us some cool links to some vaporizers online, and we're wondering if any of you have used. There's something called the Da Vinci Ascent and the Indica. Yeah. And we were wondering about, everyone talks about the pack.
Uh-huh.
But do you have an experience with the pack?
I got a buddy that's got one.
Is it a good one?
It's the off-brand, yeah, and it's just as expensive, but the real ones are actually made in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure the name brand on those. My mom was actually just showing me those brands. But yeah, the packs, my buddy's got one. It doesn't have the 2-year warranty, but you can buy one in Canada that does have a 2-year warranty.
Mm.
And the packs, it's lasted for a long time, so it works good, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I really don't have experience using it personally, but...
Huh.
Well, this looks awesome. It looks like a little cigarette lighter, this...
Yeah.
It's called the Indica Vaporizer, and it's
cool.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Very sleek. It looks like one of your old
chrome
lighters.
Uh-huh.
Size of your little keychain for your car. So it says, follow the light. Here, this is really cool. We're just going to read this real quick. The LED indicator lets you know when to charge and how much vaporizing experience you have left. It also allows you to select the chamber temperature. Everything you need to know and control literally at the push of a button. So it's got this little opening on the side where you put your dry herb, which is nice. And the other one, very fancy, and the other one will allow you to do both. Now here it says ultimate vapor control. There's 5 different levels. And they use all different colors from cyan to red, blue, green, purple, with different temperatures. Wow, that looks awesome. Maybe Tumbleweed Health Center might carry that someday. Very fancy. I think it's about the same price.
I'm trying to see how it works. Like a magic flight? Maybe is there a tube you attach?
It looks just like a lighter, but when you...
Where would you put your mouth?
Yeah, good one.
We should watch the video.
We'll do that later. We'll watch.
We'll be back.
Yeah, we will be back. But that looks great. So, you know, some people like vaporizers, some people don't. I just like my regular old bong. Looks like you got some news.
I got some news here.
At a Culture Magazine?
Mm-hmm. Arizona's on number one cannabis magazine.
Now they say it. Now they show it. They're proud now. Medical cannabis right there on the cover.
And this little magazine's getting around.
It is getting around. All right, what you got? News nugget.
News nugget.
All right.
State of Arizona. Arizona State Senator joins the cannabis cause. Arizona State Senator Kimberly Lee, we talked about her, was recently scrutinized and blamed for the initial blocking of HB 2333. Which allowed the University of Arizona to study cannabis and how it can help PTSD patients, according to AZ Central. However, since then, the compromise has been reached between the senator and advocate chairman of the Arizona Veterans Assistance Committee, Mark Victor, commented on Yee's recent change of heart. Senator Yee will now support MMJ research. More importantly, she has moved from an enemy of the medical marijuana to at least a moderate supporter. I think this recall made a big statement, got lots of attention, and served notice that the MMJ committee can no longer be ignored. In that regard, it is a huge victory for the big picture, which is totally legalization of marijuana.
All right. Back on our side. I know. It's a wishy-washy world out there. Our government plays tricks on us all the time.
Well, I think it's maybe she got educated. Maybe someone in her family came out and said, you know, Kimberly, I'm a user. It's been helping me. And it was someone close to her. You know, maybe someone educated her and there was something she didn't know. Hopefully.
Yeah. there's a surge of Mojave.
Mojave County.
Yeah, Mojave County registered patients.
Wow.
Want to read that one?
A recent report has disclosed that the number of medical cannabis patients in Mojave County is the highest in the state, according to the Arizona Medical Marijuana Act quarterly report. The northwesternmost part of the state, where the county borders Nevada and Utah, saw a record-breaking 2,381 residents register to become medical cannabis cardholders.
Wow.
That's like Lake Havasu area. In comparison, the Phoenix area has an estimated number between 947 and 1,496 cardholders. That seems relatively low, but okay. More than 71% of the state as a whole consists of patients suffering from chronic pain and another 19% who suffer from a number of other conditions. The patients of Mojave County, however, take up a whopping 5% of the state's entire cardholder population.
Wow. And those are just the ones that were brave enough to go get it. So now there's that cannabis closet.
It's not that, I'd like to know the population of that area. I mean, it's not, that's probably half the county.
Yeah, probably.
Hey, Alicia, I remember you saying,
okay. Well, I still like this one. Uruguay. The jails allow prisoners to use medical cannabis. Did you hear about that?
I didn't.
What a peaceful prison, huh?
Well, you'd think.
A new motion.
Everyone gets the medicine.
Yeah. A new motion to give better health care to Uruguay prisoners will soon allow jailed individuals to medicate with cannabis. According to Julio Cazalda, Uruguay's Secretary General of the National Drug Council, who recently spoke with the Associated Press, any inmates with a doctor's prescription for cannabis will be okayed to receive the herb. Similarly, the announcement, medical cannabis will also be incorporated into Uruguay's public health system. alongside services like acupuncture and homeopathic remedies. Although the estimated arrival of this policy won't go into effect until the end of the year, the members of the council will ensure that the regulations for this particular initiative are sound in conjunction with the government's overall legal cannabis market. Can you imagine how many people are moving there now?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, that's awesome. If you can choose, I'll go get some cannabis treatment and some acupuncture and a massage today, Like, sweet, go get a brownie, go get an adjustment, go get a massage, go home.
Woo,
that's a nice day. That's a beautiful morning.
So by the numbers.
Yeah, all right.
So 52, the number of House representatives in Arizona who voted in favor of using cannabis to treat PTSD patients. 50,000.
Oh my gosh.
The amount of square footage that one proposed medical cannabis grow house will cover in Arizona.
Oh.
50,000. 50,000 square foot.
Wow.
Grow house.
You grow, girl.
You grow, girl. 18,297. The number of signatures required for Arizonian Legislative District 20 to recall Senator Kimberly Yee. Oh, well, this one had already gotten passed.
Oh.
The estimated number of ounces of cannabis sold in Arizona within the past year.
Oh, gosh.
95,263.
95,000 ounces have been sold?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's just in the government. little software system.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
The average age of a medical cannabis patient, 44.
Oh.
Hmm.
Wow.
The amount of extra money in dollars that it costs to get a cannabis-infused pizza from certain pizzeria in Vancouver, Canada. 10.
Oh, sweet.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, then we can go see Watermelon Girl, get some new recipes, hang out, go to the beach.
She really wants us to.
She does. She does. We can bring watermelon. Okay, go ahead.
The percentage of Satori Research's stock shares that increased after the announcement, after Scott Waters was announced as the company's new advisor of agriculture, 185. Now, he's the new guy that's taking over as advisor of agriculture.
There you go.
The number of adults who were surveyed in PAW Research Center poll, where 54% were in favor of cannabis legalization, 1,821.
Wow, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot in favor of it. This whole country's in favor of it, if you think about it. Yeah. Great things are happening. Science? Did I read this already? Scientists say marijuana prevents Alzheimer's. Good question. And other illnesses.
Uh-huh.
The British Journal of Pharmacology has recently published a study that says the chemical makeup of marijuana is able to prevent such diseases as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, dementia, and Huntington's disease. Both THC and CBD, which make up the chemical structure found in marijuana, are believed to promote nerve cell function in users, which in turn can protect against brain inflammation and intracellular dysfunction. The way that they are able to achieve this is by accessing the brain's endocannabinoid system, which in turn promotes healthy cell regeneration. Gary Wank, a professor at Ohio State University, made similar claims in January, which stated that if you do anything, such as smoke a bunch of marijuana in your 20s and 30s, you may wipe out all of the inflammation in your brain and then things start over again. And you simply die of old age before inflammation becomes an issue for you. This isn't just a huge realization for the health of Americans. It is also a way to lighten the massive amount of money the U.S. spends on fighting diseases like Alzheimer's, which costs this country over $200 billion in 2013 alone. That's a lot of money on just Alzheimer's research.
Well, it's about time you have something for that.
Well, I think they always have. Look at our timeline here. Wow. All right.
Let's go back. Is that one on Alzheimer's?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's a good one, though.
1889. Article in the Lancet outlines use of cannabis for opium withdrawal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. In 1889, an article by Dr. E. A. Birch of The Lancet, then as now one of the world's leading medical journals, outlined the application of cannabis for the treatment of opium and chlorohydrate withdrawal symptoms. The mixture reduced the opium craving and acted as an anti-emetic, a drug that is effective against vomiting and nausea.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's pretty cool. Better to use that than Clonopin or, you know, some of those other crazy drugs.
Well, any of the pharmaceuticals that you can get the same remedies from cannabis. There's no reason.
Better for you. All natural, organic. There's a shop up in Phoenix that boasts all organic natural herbs, and on two things you get $12 grand. What shop is that? We'll have to look through our Culture magazine and find out, but that's pretty cool.
There's an article out there talking about
Phoenix Relief Center.
Phoenix Relief Center. Okay.
6330 South 35th Avenue.
There you go.
Organic medicine.
Yeah.
There was an article out there talking about how some rehabilitation centers are looking into cannabis use to help some of their patients that are addicted to heroin or opiates, help them get off of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a blogger question. This is a good one. A tech guy might know this too. Is oil or concentrate any more effective than herbs for treatment of pain relief and insomnia? I'm wondering if I'll be limiting myself to an herb-only vape, or should I spend more money and do both? Go for both.
Mm-hmm.
Go for both. You're getting big head nods on both.
Mm-hmm.
Not a talker, but a head nod.
No.
Yeah.
You're going to want, it's just another accessory for the product that's out there. And as the market grows, there's going to be more things that you can use your vape pen with, that you can use your herbal vaporizer
with.
And they're becoming more and more inexpensive.
Yes.
Yeah, and a lot of the parts are replaceable.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Come down to Dumbleweed Health Center.
Get some Holy Smokes.
You can, a little condiment for your cannabis.
6315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back here in Tucson, Arizona. You can get Holy Smokes down here. You can get certified down here. You can get recertified for $65.
Lowest in town.
And Jasmine May is back. She had a beautiful baby, girl.
Beautiful baby.
I saw pictures. She just looks just like her. So welcome back, Jasmine May. She'll be here next Tuesday. Come get certified as Jasmine. And we are open for Memorial Day. We will have a little veterans discount. Wink, wink. So, it's a Monday. People panic on Mondays. Holiday or not, they come down. So,
well, you know, a lot of people have it off, so that's perfect.
They do. It is perfect.
You know, some people get too busy Monday through Friday, and it's a little harder to get down here.
It is.
So
you can also, when you're down here, support your local little certification center, Tumbleweed Health Center, buy one of their new shirts and hats. They're pretty cool. They've got our radio show slogan on the back, which says,
Be smart, be safe, and educate.
Very fun. Cool colors, black, like a cool blue and a burgundy.
And they are very comfy.
Very cozy,
and
nice.
You size it to your...
Nice. Yep, if you fit it to your little knucklehead there. AZ for Normal will be at the KFMA Day, May 24th. That's this weekend. With Linkin Park and Sublime. And so
That's
many more.
Crazy.
That is going to be crazy. Maybe we should be out there handing out some certificates here. That's going to be good.
Well, next week I have the Garden of Weedon, America's only virtually legal marijuana garden.
The Garden of Weedon. Next week we have medical director to three of the Tucson dispensaries, Dr. Yvonne Skinner, will be on our show.
Awesome.
That will be very fun. The following week we have a wonderful brand new company called Allbud. You can check them out at allbud.com. You can easily locate and research doctors, dispensaries, you can learn about strains, you can find about your individual state information at allbud.com. Check them out and check out Tumbleweed Health Center. We've got a little link already there. So let's see what's going on. Well, I think that's about it for the show, kids. Woo-woo! We would like to thank all of us for joining us today. Yay! For the Canada News Hour. And we would also like to thank Blog Talk Radio, Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, AsianMarijuana.com,
Tumbleweed Health Center,
Culture Magazine, and Allbud. Check out Allbud. They're great. Come down, get certified, $85 first time, $65 renewal. And we are here and open Monday through Friday, 10 to 3. You can check out tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. You can also give them a call, area code 520-838-4430. You can get your Holy Smokes products down here. You can buy vaporizers down here.
All your knickknacks you need.
All the accessories, lots of beautiful hand-blown local pipes. Stay tuned next week for a wonderful show. That's going to be interesting.
Next week's show?
Yes, that's going to be really
interesting. Show.
Well, this is always interesting when you're just up. So.
Third party in here, and we're all good.
In any case, remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Ow!